What follows is the strange and fateful tale of a boy, a girl, and a ghost. The boy possessed uncommon qualities. The girl was winsome and daring, and the ancient ghost, well, let it only be said that his intentions were good. If more heavily seasoned with romance, this might have made a tender tale. But there was yet another player in the cast. The finder of occasions, someone who moved freely about the village, someone who watched and waited, someone with tendencies so tortured and malignant that I could scarcely bring myself to see them, and even now can scarcely bring myself to reveal them to you. I will, though. It is a promise. I will. Let us begin on a May afternoon, when the light was pure, the air scented with blossoms, and the sky a pale blue. Lovely, in other words, and brimming with promise. The village trees were in full leaf, and there in the town square, under the shade of one such tree, a boy named Jeremy Johnson Johnson stood, surrounded by three girls. Jeremy was a shy boy, so as the girls inched nearer, their eyes bright, he lowered his gaze. One of these girls was Ginger Baltinghouse, whose coppery hair grew long and wild, and whose amber eyes possessed the hue, sparkle, and, or so it seemed, effect of a strong lager. The soft sun was behind her. As she leaned closer to Jeremy, she tilted her head so that her unruly hair fell in a dazzling display. "About that insane word problem that our insane reading teacher assigned today," she said in a low voice. "Was that what you were slaving over at lunch?" It was indeed. I had witnessed it all. At the end of the class, the teacher distributed a little poem called A Boat Beneath a Sunny Sky, and then asked the students to solve a riddle. Find hidden in the poem the person who inspired it. The class bell had rung. "It is deceptively simple," the teacher called after the students as they filed from the room. Well, what the teacher said was true. It took me just a moment and a half to find the answer, though it must be admitted that I spent all my mortal life as a linguist. For Jeremy, it was more difficult. He sat alone during the lunch hour and contemplated the problem, trying this and that, while others joked and ate their food and wandered out of doors to enjoy the warm sunshine. "Would you like a hint?" I whispered, but he shook his head no. When finally the hour was nearly over, and he sat alone with his lunch untouched, he whispered, "Okay, but not the answer, just a hint." And so I gave him a small hint. "Acrostic," I whispered. He needed no more than that. A few moments later, the problem was solved. "Yeah, I was working on it," he said now to Ginger Baltinghouse. And such was the effect of the girl's eyes that he again had to look away. The girl teased free several strands of her coppery hair, held them in front of her face, and studied them for a moment. "And you figured it out, right?" Jeremy nodded his head. "In the old tales, kindness is the purest form of heroism. Find the character who meets the world with a big heart and an open hand, and you have found your hero or heroine." Jeremy was like this. Whatever was his was yours. He would give up his answer the moment Ginger asked for it. But here was a surprise. The girl did not ask for it. She pressed the gathered strands of hair between her lips and stared at Jeremy. Her gaze was strange and somewhat alarming. She seemed not just to look at Jeremy, but through him, as if he were a window to something far away. A moment passed, and then another. When finally she spoke, it was not of the riddle within the poem, but of something completely different. "Did you see the green smoke last night?" she asked, and I noted that the girlfriend's faces retreated into mild disappointment. "Yeah," Jeremy replied, but at once he became flustered. He touched the leather cord that looped about his neck, the cord from which his house key always hung. "Well, no, I didn't see the green smoke, but I heard people talking about it." "But you know what it means, right? Green smoke at midnight, prince cakes at first light." Jeremy murmured yes. Everyone in town knew what the green smoke meant. but I knew that Prince Cakes meant something even more to Jeremy.